we're recording right now. So but I can edit the audio so we can scrub all this part out, basically. So I can just basically start. I can basically just start at any point.
Yeah. Well, I think you should, and I think we should do everything in our power not to restart.
Okay. Well, we'll try.
I know that's going to be easier said than done.
Well, I think especially with the intro, since that's going to be like pretty much scripted, and I don't have it yet clear in my head what I'm going to be saying. So
maybe practice it one time.
Yeah.
But honestly, dude, botch it. If you have to botch it, because that's what's going to lead to success, botch it, you know?
Yeah.
Just annihilate the thing, and I'll laugh at you.
Yeah, that's fine. That'll work. All right, so just want to welcome everybody. Thanks for joining us on the Life Coach Goals podcast. That's our very first episode. My name is Aaron Salcido, and today joining me for the very first time, and hopefully not the last time, Adrian Torres, my good friend.
Hi, thanks for having me. Nah, of course it won't be the last time.
Oh, well, that's good to hear. I'm glad, man. on today's episode, it's going to be a great episode. We've got a lot to talk about. Adrian definitely always has a lot to say, a lot of good things to say. Always appreciate hearing his advice. And since this is my very first podcast, my idea was that I would interview Adrian first, because he's someone who listens to a lot of podcasts. You know, he's got a long commute back and forth to work. Isn't that right, Adrian?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And so he has the opportunity to listen to several podcasts. And one thing I've always known about Adrian, he's got great taste in so many different things, and he's my go-to person for whenever I need advice on that type of stuff. So let's just get right into it. Let's talk about what makes a good podcast, and then I was going to have Adrian interview me back just about what this podcast in general is going to be about. Let's just get right into it. My first question to you, Adrian, is kind of, we were already talking a little bit about this before we started, but can you just run us through the basic idea of like what makes a good podcast, something that people would actually want to listen to?
Yeah, and it's cool. I guess first off, I'll say thanks for having me. I think I'm definitely a little bit of a talker. I do have a lot to say sometimes.
We're both talkers.
I would accuse you. Yeah, I would accuse you of the same awesome quality.
Awesome quality.
Right. Well, you know, maybe we could start talking about this by me asking you a question.
Sure.
Very first podcast, very first attempt at recording. How are you feeling right now?
I'm like really nervous. But at the same time, I'm like really excited.
Before
we were just having this like conversation about obviously, you know, doing the podcast and how special should it be and everything. And we're also talking about how, you know, I think in general, like my idea right off the bat was like, we can't be stiff. And I know I have a tendency to kind of get a bit nervous, you know, and so. But before we even started, like I had to just like, I'm sitting in my car right now. We're both actually sitting in our car. We're not together. We're, you know, away from each other, but in our car separately. And I'd like had to let all my nervous energy. So I was like screaming in my car. I don't know if my neighbors heard me or anything, just to get that nervous energy out. But
really,
but to be honest, I like once I did that, I felt great. But
wait, hold on. Is that actually like that's a tactic that you do?
No, I felt so nervous. Like I felt like I just needed like, you know what? I'm just going to get that nervous energy. You know, letting it all out. But once I did that,
I didn't know if that was like a regular thing that maybe you wanted to talk about.
No, I was just like, well, the thing is, I was just like, there's no need to be nervous. Like this is up to other people. And also there's no need for me to feel like ashamed of being nervous. Like it's a pretty natural thing, I think. But but at the same time, I was just like, no, I want to bring value to people. So I'm just going to get that nervous energy out. Well, it's cool. Once I did that, I was laughing at myself because I know maybe some other people might have heard me and stuff, and it felt silly, but it did relax me a bit, because I just got excited to be able to have this conversation with you and to record it.
Well, and also, alluding to, I'm sure, topics that you'll discuss and we will discuss in future episodes, you're nervous for good reason. I mean, obviously, it shows a lot of cool things about you. First off the top, it shows that you care, and as do I. I'm just not a weirdo like you, so I don't get nervous about anything. I'm just joking. I'm
No,
just joking. No, but nervousness is totally healthy. However, I'll get right to it and jump into kind of your question, like what are those good aspects of a good podcast? And I think we'll discuss time a little bit about what's a good length. But the very first thing is having that naturalness. Like you and I have talked about, I know when you were first kind of going down this path of wanting to offer social media content and do something like a podcast, that was something important to you, to be real. And I know there's other great influencers and life coaches and people on social media that are in this space that promote that message too, like be real and be yourself. And that's great. At the same time, as much as we try to do that, it's kind of easy to forget that when we're nervous, we can kind of lose sight of that. So yeah, I mean, I think that's a really important thing, not trying to be like some character. I mean, I don't know, at the same time, that works for some people. There's a lot of successful people. There's this young guy, I don't know if I've told you about him, but that my son watches. He does like some video game reviews and video game type of podcast or YouTube podcast. And my son will watch him, and he's just like this over the top, awesome, fun personality. And I think to myself, okay, like, does he turn off his camera and go and sulk? Like, is he kind of a jerk to his wife or something? Like, he's just like the most boring guy.
He
And
sounds
it's
like Eeyore or something to everyone else in his
just,
family.
yeah. It's kind of like when you're so high energy because you're trying to do this persona, in your podcast. It's not something you can really maintain. And I think especially for the type of content that you're wanting to bring people that is going to add value, obviously that's not quite the route to go.
No, I agree.
And I think the last thing I'll say regarding this point, and definitely want to hear your thoughts about, being yourself. The last thing that I'll make mention of, I have some friends that have reached out for my feedback on podcasts that they've attempted and podcasts that they're starting to attempt. And one thing that I've noticed is like there's one friend in particular started a podcast, and he was doing great for a while. I mean, several months went by, and he was consistently week over week putting out an episode. And one thing that I realized when he finally asked for feedback after several weeks, this guy is, I mean, we get together and he's a funny guy. I didn't get any of that from his podcast. And so that's one thing that I said to you earlier too, is you're a pretty funny guy sometimes.
Yeah,
And so so yeah, I think don't be afraid to just kind of let some of that lightheartedness go, kind of come out sometimes. Like, oh, I think what I was saying to you is, we'll get on a super deep topic, and even to the point where, one or both of us is just like, wow, what a heavy thing that we just, realization or, whatever it is. And then inevitably, one of us will kind of break that with some silly, dumb joke that it's almost like comic relief in a movie. It's kind of a nice thing to realize, yeah, we're gonna talk about deep stuff, but at the same time, we don't have to take ourselves so seriously that we can't laugh at ourselves also.
But I don't feel like we purposely, set out to get onto deep subjects. I think you and I are really real with each other, and it just ends up going there at times. And I think that's part of why I was really looking forward to being able to do a podcast with you. And you were the one that mentioned to me, like, we should do a podcast. Like, our conversations are, something that I think we don't think about things in the same way. We don't talk about things, I think, in the same way that most people do. And I, when I really thought about that, I was like, you know what? You're right. You're right. We like, the truth is like this is stuff, the things that we talk about, the various topics that we talk about, I feel like are things that people, a lot of people would not only relate to, but actually just want to hear, because we, I think our point of view are similar enough that we have plenty of things to talk about. But I think our points of view are also different enough from each other that conversations are actually interesting. Does that make sense?
And that's a good aspect too, which is kind of like, well, one thing I'll just say right now that I know you and I are we differ on, but I think a lot of it is just like all my corporate, habits. But I have a bullet point list of stuff, here that I'm looking at.
Yeah, you're way more organized than I am, for sure.
Well, I wasn't gonna put it that way, but you said it. But yeah, no, that goes to another aspect that we talked about that I feel like is important that maybe some people don't give thought to. And I told you this too. I think it's super cool that you are actually in tune to a lot of these things because, I mean, ultimately, here we are talking about, the design of your podcast. But spoiler alert, what we're going to talk it about in a few minutes, the show is about it's about thought processes and depression and anxiety and deep and heavy stuff. And so,
Well, at least it's I would say it's heavily weighted on that side of things, but I do feel like we should be touching on much broader topics than that. Although that is like where I think our experience I think will come in the most handy to people, if that makes sense.
I see.
We have
Absolutely.
experience for sure.
And I definitely want to hear your thoughts a little bit more on that when we get into that it coming up. But what I was going to say was, I think that I give you a lot of credit because you do pay attention to a lot of these things that many people don't. Like it's kind of one of those things where a lot of times we just consume, especially in our day and age, we're all consumers, and we're consuming so much media and so much content that sometimes we don't stop and think, wait, why do I like this? Like, why do I actually, what drew me to this podcast versus another podcast? And so, I mean, I think that's what we're getting at here, and I give you a lot of credit for that because you do have the mind that again, not only because you're passionate about what you're doing, you have that type of mentality that you can deconstruct things and then say, well, that is an element that I want to incorporate. And so, to your point that you made, and sorry, I'm trying not to ramble here, but what you had mentioned was, us having that back and forth where, yeah, we can agree on a lot, but we can disagree, and that's okay. Ultimately, it's your show, and you could just choose to not invite me back, and that's okay. But I
I
think,
don't see that happening, but yeah, could do.
yeah, but I think that is important, and it's a lot more valuable than, a single guy, just constantly talking over and over, week in and week out. And I think that's more valuable than two guys who are just like, yes, we love all the same things and, agree on all the same things. And,
Sure.
I think what I said to you is like, there's never anyone chat. Like, it's good to have a little bit of a challenge sometimes and say, well, hey, I think you should think about this and kind of, call each other out or challenge each other is what I'm saying.
Challenging each other's thoughts and viewpoints and stuff like that. Yeah, no, I that's exactly what thinking of too. I think you vocalized it first, but that's really what I was thinking of when I thought about, asking you to join me on the podcast is just that I like the fact that you and I can disagree and work through things and I feel like it's important because I don't know, just I think it's important to have that different perspective, not just between you and I if we're on the same podcast, but sometimes people, and especially on the subject that you and I are, kind of talking about, I think it's really important for people to have a different perspective and to really hear the ins and outs of what people go through when they're trying to solve problems, how they solve problems, because when you're dealing with a problem like the kind of things that we're hopefully going to be able to deal with here, the number one problem I feel is isolation. When you think you're the only one who's going through something, it can be really isolating and it can get you down. But when you realize that you're not the only one who thinks this way, maybe we'll say something that rings a bell for you, and like we can kind of discuss and hopefully get other people on here to talk about how they also, dealt with certain situations. I feel like that can give a lot of hope and they and make them feel less alone, which is, a big part of what I would like to accomplish with this.
Yeah, that's cool. And actually maybe I'll ask you that too, is and you don't have to mention any names, but it sounds like you have a couple others in mind to bring on occasionally as well. You've been thinking about a couple others.
Yeah, there's some other people that I would like to bring on. Probably, there's a lot of people in my life. One of the reasons why I decided to do this podcast, and not just the podcast, but like the Instagram, life at Life Coach Goals. And I want to get onto, of course, other platforms and stuff, is because this is just kind of what I do as far as like, I had struggles with anxiety and with depression and a bunch of other things. And I learned how to overcome them over a long period of time, and I never really had anybody else to kind of help me through them. So one thing that I've made it like my personal goal in life is to help other people to go th to make it through what they're going through that I have experience with. In other words, like if they're going through anxiety and depression, I can relate to what they're going through, and I can be that person that I never had for them, if that makes sense, And so, I don't know if that kind of answers your question, but like so I want to have other people on here who are either going through, similar things, and then like we can talk about those experiences, or people who have already overcome, who I've maybe helped already overcome certain things that would be willing to talk about it, only if they're willing to talk about it, of course. But I would love to be able to get other people who are, kind of have a similar goal as me, and because there's all kinds of people out there who are doing so many different things, giving content like real life-changing content away for free, like completely free. And I love these guys because a lot of their content has helped me, has literally changed my life. So, I'm not saying I'm gonna be able to get all these guys on my show, but of course, to me, that would be a long-term goal. Eventually interview all these guys, and maybe, people like them who are doing, similar goals, but maybe just in different ways.
Cool. Nice. I mean, a couple other things we talked about. Well, I mean, yeah, regarding, guests or other people joining the podcast, we talked about, how many is too many. But yeah, I think, there's probably some, there might be some good episodes where, myself and someone else can join.
So before I start this particular segment of this episode, I just wanted to kind of add an editor's note here. What I'm about to talk about here in this segment might sound like just a repeat of what Adrian said earlier in the podcast, and in a lot of ways it is. But let me explain. So we were both recording in our cars, and while he was saying a similar thing in a a couple of segments previously, when he was speaking to me, someone actually pulled into my driveway and was honking their horn. So
I wasn't able to completely hear what he was saying or pay attention. And I just, coming back and editing it later, I realized that we kind of had the same idea or the same thoughts. So, or maybe I was just hearing him subconsciously. I don't know. But anyway, this it does kind of segue into what the main part of this segment is going to be about. But I just wanted to be able to add that in there, let you know that I'm just not, maybe I'm defending myself, telling everybody I'm not a bad listener. But no, I really do feel this way about Adrian, and so I hope you enjoy this segment as well.
I just want to mention something really quick because, like, I was thinking more about what you said. Like, I know I'm just a random guy and everything. Like, I totally get what you're saying, and I appreciate that. That humility, that modesty, that's good. But the thing is, the reality, something I was thinking about, and I think this goes back to what I was saying earlier, as far as like why I feel like you and I should do a podcast, is because, and I don't know if I mean, tell me what you think as far as I'm trying to put this in words, but I feel like what makes our conversations so different is that, and why I tend to go to you whenever I need advice on something like this, design or like style, like just to get your eye or your ears or whatever. I think what makes good advice is when you're asking somebody who's very thoughtful. Because, like, for example, you're not an expert at podcasts, but what I know you are is you're a thoughtful consumer. Like, as you think about yourself as a consumer and you think, what do I like about this? What do I not like about this? It's like the same in design and user interface and how could we make this better? How could this have been made better? But I feel like that carries over also into our broader subject, which not because obviously our podcast isn't about podcasts. This episode is, but the podcast itself, what you said, no, it's not, no, it's really not. But the broader, I think that type of thinking is useful in no matter what circumstance. And that's just thoughtfulness. It's easy to get into a rut and just do things because that's the way things have always been done. And I just think that we're sort of like not the type of people to do that. We're always trying to make sure that what we're doing is the most effective or the best way. And, we put a lot of thought into it. So hopefully that's what the value is in this podcast. That's the value we're able to bring to people.
It reminded me of something that we've talked about before, and actually I think this would be a pretty cool topic for an episode in the future. Something that you kind of brought to my awareness years ago, the fact that there's actually a lot of value in having a lazy person on a team. Do you
Thanks.
remember talking about that?
Thanks a lot. Yeah.
Do you remember talking about?
Yeah, I
And I
see
was like,
getting that. I'm just kidding.
that's why I kept you around all this
Yeah, that's fun. Now
time.
I know why you kept me as a friend. No,
You know what? Let's just leave that there. We'll save that for
Yeah,
another. But you know what I'm talking about, and there is a lot of depth there.
and it's funny because I've even thought about this recently. I think you and I, Adrian and I both kind of discovered some things that have helped both of us when it comes to like anxiety and depression and so we kind of both help each other, have helped each other in the past. And Adrian was helping me recently, and I something that I think needs to be said, because like, well, if you're, why are you making a podcast if you still need help? Well, the reality is all of us can use some of the things that we've been learning that we hope to be able to talk about and share with people. Like, you're never going to run out of things that you need help with. You're never going to run out of things that because number one, because of the type of world we live in, it's stressful. There's all sorts of different problems that we deal with. But the important thing is not that you've solved every problem. I've always likened it or illustrated it this way. It's like you buy a car. Just because you buy a car brand new doesn't mean you're never gonna have to work on it. And just because, like, say for example, you have a car that broke down and now you fixed it, you repaired it. Well, you should never. If you really fixed your car right, you should never have to repair it again. No. same way with us. If like, okay, yeah, you had anxiety and depression. If you say you've cured yourself, then oh well, you should never have any other issues. That's not the way it works. What it means is you have the tools so that whenever you have any kind of problem, you can deal with it and solve it. And so anyway, that's what Adrian was helping me with recently. And one of the things that I noticed kept coming up with me is like I had like this thing about being efficient, right? And do you remember that? Like I was saying, like I just don't like to waste time or energy. Like
Oh, yes.
in my
Okay.
particular issue, sometimes if that
Yeah.
desire for efficiency was kind of holding me back from being able to do certain things that I wanted to do, we can get more into that later.
Yeah.
It made me realize later, like that related back to the whole laziness thing. Like that's what makes,
Oh.
have the, yeah, that's what makes people, the lazy people, so valuable is because they're always looking for the most efficient way
Exactly.
to do things without wasting energy. And so, but
Yeah.
that whole, we'll definitely talk about that. I'm glad you brought that up. That's an awesome topic to discuss.
Yeah, for sure. We could definitely talk about that for a while.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, the last thing as far as the podcast or what makes a good podcast that we had talked about was the format. And actually we just kind of touched on it. We didn't go deep on this, so we'll kind of talk this out together right now. But one thing I was thinking is, yeah, I mean, just in general, introducing the podcast, introducing yourself, introducing your guest or guests,
Yeah. Yeah.
and then kind of stating, okay, here's what we got for you on this episode up top. If you have segments, it's nice to kind of transition into those. And as much as I know, sometimes too much structure can kind of complicate things for your personality type. It's good at least to have like an outline and kind of keep looking at it or referring back to it as I've been doing this episode so far, and thinking to yourself, okay, hey, let's make sure we're staying on track here, because already there have been so many opportunities where I really was tempted to go on a side tangent and I did not.
Oh yeah, it's easy to do that.
So, and at the same time, again, insert random guy's opinion here. At the same time, sometimes tangents in podcasts are really, really fun. I was listening to a podcast where the guys are like, kind of being self-aware of their own show. And it was a fairly new podcast, and they're like, you know what, we go on too many tangents, we really need to stop that. And I immediately took the email like, you better not. I'm like, I kind of liked those tangents, within reason. So obviously, as in the case of this episode, people are really wanting to know, okay, what is this podcast really gonna be about?
What's it about?
Maybe this has lasted too long. I don't know. We're all learning together here. But yeah, I think, there's a balance to be struck.
Yeah, for sure.
And then as far as segments, there may come a point where, you have some announcements or, they call them like housekeeping items, that you need to cover. There's a lot of opinions out there about whether those should be at the front of the show or at the back of the show. Like, one of the podcasts I listened to recently, they moved all their housekeeping, actually two of them, two of the podcasts I listened to, they moved all their announcements and their announcements and housekeeping stuff to the end of the episode. And normally they run about 45 minutes to an hour long episode, and they said that they did that because they got so many emails saying, you need to just get into your topics and put the announcements at the end. And I was like, no, I kind of like them at the beginning. So honestly, I think it's really up to you. And I think especially starting out, you might not have many, but I think it'd be cool to say, and maybe this is a good thing for the end of the episode to say, hey, here's what we got coming up for next episode, if you have an idea in mind. And you don't necessarily need to commit to something or promise something, but if you do have an idea in mind, that might be cool to kind of prep people or get people interested or excited about what's coming up. But maybe announcements would also be things like if you're going to be doing anything on social media that you want people to, you want to bring some awareness to, or maybe you got to take a week off of the podcast and, you should have a life and maybe go on vacation sometimes.
Exactly.
Or, yeah, so like little things like that. And the very last thing, as far as format goes, I really think a small amount of music. You know me, I love music. And I know you love music too. But that's something that I've always noticed, and some podcasts do a lot better than others. Having just a little intro song and a little outro song, and actually one of two of my favorite podcasts, they even have like these little transition jingles, and it's a weird thing. Our brains are weird. Like I noticed that one day that this little jingle that one of the podcasts does, it like I don't know, it's almost like comforting. It's almost like comforting, like, oh, I know exactly what's about to happen. They're about to get into questions from listeners. It's just a nerdy thing, but it's a cool thing to have like a little transition, music as
Is that
well. So
like Pavlov's dog, where the dog just hears the bell and it starts to drool for the
yeah, I don't know. That's what it felt like. That's what it felt like. Maybe I was sleepy at the time too, and I was just like, oh, like I felt very relaxed and at home, and I could fall asleep to this podcast.
Yeah, no, I think there's value in that for sure. Absolutely. I agree with that. And I, yeah, there's definitely certain podcasts that have that feeling. Well, and not, and I say podcast, but I mean, like, even on NPR, like, there's a lot of stuff on there that I just,
Oh, yeah.
certain sounds and jingles and stuff that just really, that bring up a lot of like nostalgia and stuff like that. And, I'm not saying our show's gonna bring up any nostalgia, but,
Well, here's a quick little side tangent because I do listen to NPR quite a bit, and you know what I've found myself doing? I will, because a couple years ago they enabled the feature, you can say, Siri, what song is this? Fairly quickly, because those transitions on NPR are so fast, and as long as I have, fairly good signal, Siri will be like, here's that song, and that's been cool. Like I've found a couple cool artists that way.
Cool.
I don't know, it's kind of random
Nice.
side tangent, but yeah, I do. NPR actually, they have, I think, multiple people that they've hired that give attention to those things.
Oh, okay.
So yeah.
Very cool. Yeah.
So we'll come up with something for your podcast, whether that's, one of those, what do you call them,
Yeah, like
open license your songs, or if you want me to slap something together,
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, that's exactly. That's good. I was gonna ask you that. Yeah. No, so yeah, Adrian and I both kind of like, we love music. We in the past we used to like to write music together. We haven't,
Yeah.
we've gotten so busy we haven't really done that anymore. But Adrian, I think is a great musician. Like, I really like his stuff, what he makes and stuff. And maybe we can talk about that maybe on another episode too. But
Sure.
yeah, if you wouldn't mind putting something together, and I think at this point would be a great time to kind of wrap up. And and towards at the end of the when we finish up here, hopefully we'll have your whatever you put together if you're willing to do that.
Yeah, for sure. Cool.
Cool.
Well,
I think for this episode, I think we've covered maybe enough. And I think we actually
yeah.
talked about what the overall direction of what this podcast is going to be, even though we kind of didn't really get right into it. But I was thinking maybe we can do that next episode where we can talk a little bit more about
Okay,
what we're
cool.
planning on doing for this podcast. And then, so maybe start out with what's the general direction and then actually maybe get into one of the actual topics on the next episode.
Yeah, and one last thing that I realized I forgot to mention was,
Okay.
well, definitely you, and if you'd like, I could. You should do probably an introduction of yourself. Tell everybody a little bit about you. Again, it could be next episode. That might be a good thing to open up the
Yeah,
next
for sure.
episode if you do two topics, but
Well, part of it is I wanted to get the initial nerves out of the way. So that's why we were just like, let's just jump in and let's just do it. Like even this conversation about how to do a podcast, let's just record it. So that's basically what this is. The first episode is just about, hey, how do we make a good podcast? And I thought Adrian had some really like awesome advice, good advice, and I thought, hey, why not share this? So, but yeah, go ahead.
And
Sorry, what's your piece of
hopefully
advice?
my advice wasn't so good that people are just like, you know what, I don't want to listen to this podcast. I'm gonna go make
Yeah, well, hey, you know what? If they do, man, that's great, you know?
Yeah, at the same time, that would be a good
No,
byproduct
that's great
of
because then that
this
means
episode.
that we're actually giving people something of value, and maybe inspiring some people. So, I think that that's, I certainly would never feel insecure about that. I don't think you would either. I think that's just like, I think you're just joking around and stuff, but,
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. Yeah, go make your own podcast, but just, stop in every once
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
in
Well,
a
I
while.
think hopefully we bring enough value that people are going to want to keep listening because then, they know they're going to get more value. So we'll see.
For
We'll see
sure.
what happens. Yeah.
Cool.
All right.
Well, good discussion. Good talking with you.
Yeah, good talking with you. Was there something else that you were saying though? Like, what was that last thing? Was there a last point that you were going to make?
I don't think so. I think that's about everything. Yeah, the only other thing was, what types of topics are you going to discuss? And yeah, we kind of talked about that in passing.
Oh, right. And
But
doing the introduction, right? You were saying doing the introduction. And I was saying, yeah, I wanted to get the initial nerves out. So hopefully the introduction where I can talk a little bit more about myself, I'll be like far less, nerves and everything. And I can be more, open and all that stuff. So, but yeah, I definitely feel already pretty relaxed. I feel like I'm so glad that we just jumped into it. I think this has gone really, really well.
Me too. Me
Hopefully it
too.
brought a lot of value to everybody out there. Want to thank you guys for listening. I want to thank Adrian for taking the time to talk with me and for all his, great advice. Thanks for being on, Adrian, and hopefully, like I said, this is not the last time that you
Thanks for having me. Yep.
And by the way, all the music that you heard in today's podcast was written by Adrian Torres. So I want to thank him for taking the time to record for us and just let him know I really like the way it turned out. And hopefully you all felt the same.